Hello, and welcome to God's Word. There are only two ways to not go to heaven. Don't accept Jesus' offer of forgiveness and salvation, or blasphemy of God, Jesus, and or the Holy Spirit. Our message is the one baptism. Baptism is mentioned in several ways in the Bible. There is the baptism of repentance, the baptism of fire, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of Moses, baptism for the dead, baptism of suffering, water baptism, etc. However, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 say there is but one baptism. Since the Bible is without error or contradiction, we must conclude that the one baptism is the baptism commanded by the Lord and the apostles, and the one in effect today. This one baptism, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, is plainly shown in examples throughout the New Testament where believers were converted. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. That is, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Or as Southerners would say, y'all. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, 1 through 7. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Do you want to be buried by having a drop of soil or a sprinkling of soil put on you? No. To be buried is understood as no part of your body will be showing. In fact, we say you will be 6 feet under. Buried is immersion in soil, and baptism is immersion in water. Galatians 3:27. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48. Acts chapter 10, verse 47 and 48. Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Baptism needs to be done when one decides to give their life to Christ, not at a scheduled time of the year. Let us read about one of the baptisms in the Bible. In Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 40, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. But a messenger of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Stand up and go toward the midday sun to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness." And he stood up and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch sovereign under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, who was in charge over all her treasure, who had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning, and sitting in his chariot was reading the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 and 8. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 and 8. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." And Philip ran up to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you know what you are reading?" And he said, "For how can I if someone does not guide me?" And he pleaded with Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb before his shearers is voiceless, so he did not open his mouth. His judgment was taken away in his humiliation. But who will describe his generation? Because his life is taken from the earth." And answering Philip, the eunuch said, "I am beseech you, concerning whom is the prophet speaking about in this? Is he speaking concerning himself or concerning some other person?" And Philip opened his mouth and began from this scripture, proclaimed to him Jesus. And as they went on the road, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch says, "Behold, here is water. What is preventing me from being immersed?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, it is permitted." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down in the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he immersed him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and going through, he proclaimed the good news to all the cities, until he came to Caesarea. I'm sure that the eunuch wasn't the only one going away rejoicing. But let's go back from that. They were studying. The eunuch didn't realize they were studying about Christ. But Philip, starting at the eunuch's understanding, the same scripture he was reading, and taught to him Christ. He taught him well enough that he wanted to change his way. The eunuch wanted to change his way. Seeing water, he says, "Why can I not be baptized?" Another way of thinking is he was saying, "I need to be baptized. Why can I not be baptized there?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, it is permitted." And he answered that he did. They didn't wait for the spring. They didn't wait for the summer or the fall. No, he was baptized then. Commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down in the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he immersed him. Today, we have a different idea of what this means. but these are God's words brought to us in His Word about what He wants us to do. So why are you waiting? Be baptized now for the remission of your sins. Let's look at some other reasons why. Let's look at God's promise in 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow concerning His promise, as some deem slowness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all to make room for repentance. He wants us to be with Him. So His desire in John 14:15, John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in Revelation 2:10, we see one of His requirements. Revelation 2:10, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. If I stop there, that would be a very bad story. But let me read on. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. How long is our life? Let's look at God's timing. Another thing to remember is that God has told us in 2 Peter 3:10, in 2 Peter 3:10, that He will send Jesus back as a thief in the night. Our earthly permanent retirement may be today, tomorrow, or later. Only God knows. So let's look at that. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 10 through 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 10 through 18. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish, and at peace, and count the patience of your Lord as salvation, just as your beloved Brother Paul also wrote you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letter when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. What sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness, godliness, being without spot or blemish, and at peace? Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life, God says. God's word. Read it and handle it correctly. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. We have a word of truth given to us that we need to rightly handle. God's word, how to handle it correctly. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that your joy may be complete. They handled it by confirming it and making sure that they accurately told others about it, that they not just used their brain knowledge, but they did this because it was in their heart. They say, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim almost also to you. Why did they proclaim it to others? So that you too may have fellowship with us. And later it says also that your joy may be complete. They're not doing it for them. They're doing it for us. When you learn God's word, you should learn the love of God. God loves us enough to say that he is going to wait and allow as many of us as possible to come to repentance, to be saved, to be with him as possible. As many as possible. The door is open now. We never know when it will shut. That door that we've talked about earlier on today, that door will be shutting. God promises us that that door will be shutting. Right after he makes the promise that he wants us all to be saved. And so he says, what should we be acting like? If we are Christians, how should we be acting? We should be found without spot or blemish. We should be found at peace. I think it would be fair, even though it's not listed that way in his word, I think it would be fair to say that we are to be teachers, to put out his word. Matter of fact, let's read about that. Let's look at Luke 24, 44 through 49. Luke 24, 44 through 49. Because it tells us there that then Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said unto them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. That repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. That is love. That is love. Thank you. And we'll see you next, or we'll talk to you next week.